Welcome to Muffed. Let's dig into the season. This is the Falcons 2025 season in review. Muffed!
57 sacks. The Atlanta Falcons finished second in the entire league in sacks this season. 97th percentile, a top three pass rush in football. Here's how that pass rush carried a defense playing quietly, winning football, how Bijan Robinson turned into one of the most efficient backs in the NFL, and the one number on third down that explains why the season ended at 8-9 instead of in January. 8 wins, 9 losses, third among NFC non-playoff teams. The Falcons muffed the postseason again, but the bones of this thing are more interesting than the record suggests.
Let's frame the team by the numbers. Atlanta's offense finished with -22.1 expected points added on the season. How much every offensive snap added or subtracted from their scoring chances, ranking 24th, 28th percentile. The defense came in at -3.9 expected points added allowed. And remember, on defense, a negative number is a good thing. Good enough for 15th, slightly above average. The killer stat is third down. Atlanta converted just 70 of 205, 34.2%, 30th in the league, 9th percentile. Bottom three football on the most important down. And the season had real variance, blown out by 30 in Carolina in week 3, lost by 28 to Seattle in week 14, then closed on a 4-game winning streak, boom or bust, with the boom showing up too late.
Now let's talk about the passing offense. 2 quarterback season, and neither version pushed the pace. Atlanta averaged 217.8 passing yards per game on team passing expected points added of -6.6 across 574 attempts, 38th percentile, below average but not catastrophic. The bigger problem was protection and accuracy. 26 sacks allowed at a 4.4% rate, 28th in the league, and both quarterbacks finished below expected completion percentage. Michael Penix Jr. at -3.2, Kirk Cousins at -1.9. The unit verdict, Kyle Pitts smashed his role as the security blanket. 88 catches, 928 yards, 5 touchdowns, the team's leading receiver by a wide margin. The signature play was Cousins to Pitts on 3rd and 7 from the 7, 4th quarter, week 15 in Tampa, a red zone touchdown that punctuated a 1-point road win. That's the passing offense in a sentence. Not enough big plays, but Pitts kept drives alive. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. Here's where it gets weird. Atlanta ran for 4.5 yards per carry, 8th in the league, 78th percentile, and 125.9 yards per game. By the per carry number, this was a top 10 rushing attack. But the rushing expected points added was -19.2, 22nd in the league. How do those numbers coexist? Volume and situation. The Falcons ran a lot, often in spots where running was the wrong call by game state. Bijan Robinson was the engine, 287 carries, 1,478 yards, 5.2 a carry, 7 rushing touchdowns, plus 79 catches for 820 more yards. His rush yards over expected plus 257.1 on the season, plus 0.9 per attempt, 7th among qualified runners. Robinson smashed boom or bust by design, with the booms big enough to carry it. The signature week 17, second quarter, 1st and 10 on his own 7, Robinson hits the right tackle gap and runs 93 yards to the house against the Rams. 1 cut, 1 explosion, 6 points. Next up, the pass defense. This is the unit that should keep the lights on in Atlanta. 57 sacks, 2nd in the league, 97th percentile. Passing expected points added allowed of -16.87. Again, big negative on defense is a real positive. 63rd percentile, they got home consistently and they generated negative plays. 21 takeaways at 1.2 per game, 78th percentile. Steady floor, high ceiling. The play that captured the unit's identity came in week 18 against New Orleans. 4th quarter, Saints driving to tie or take the lead. 3rd and 7 from the Atlanta 20. Tyree Show drops back, throws short left. And DeMarco Alford jumps the route at the 14 and returns it 59 yards. Game over, division win secured, pressure pick finish. In the run defense, this is the soft spot. Atlanta allowed 126.8 rushing yards per game, with rushing expected points added allowed of plus 12.95. On defense, a positive number is bad, 25th percentile, bottom of the league. 12 rushing touchdowns surrendered. The week 3 shutout in Carolina and the week 8 34-point hammering at home to Miami were both games where the run defense got moved off the ball.
A top three pass rush should not be paired with a bottom eight run defense, and that's the cleanest reason the Falcons finished one game under 500 instead of one game over.
Muffed! Season MVP is Bijan Robinson, and it's not close. 287 carries for 1,478 yards at 5.2 a pop, plus 79 catches for 820 receiving yards, 11 total touchdowns, and plus 257.1 rush yards over expected. Two things to fix: third down on offense, 34.2%, ninth percentile. You cannot win consistently converting at that rate. In the run defense, which allowed nearly 127 yards a game and graded out 25th percentile in rushing expected points added allowed. Fix either one, and this is a winning team.
That's the Falcons 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Falcons feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muffed.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.